It closes loopholes that are in our current gun laws and does this by prohibiting the purchase or the possession of a firearm by certain groups of individuals. These are people who have been convicted of stalking, and there are people subject to involuntary outpatient commitment, and people who are previously, there's one category regarding domestic abusers, and we expand on that. We expand to include other domestic abusers. Right now, it's mostly spouses, and or it's only spouses and people who cohabitate. But the truth is, we've expanded it to include other folks who fall into that domestic abuser category. It also we also build on the partnership between the federal and the state government. We provide grants so states can create laws that allow law enforcement to get a warrant to remove firearms from the possession of any individuals who are of danger to themselves or others. We heard most recently in this last tragedy in Santa Barbara where a parent informed law enforcement that they had concerns about their son. Their son sadly killed a number of people. And what we want to do is make sure when there is a concern expressed that law enforcement is educated, they know what's available to them, what tools are available to them, and there's a process, a legal process through the warrant process to be able to take guns away from those folks to ensure that they don't do any harm to themselves or others.